Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today, how small businesses are responding to the Zika virus in the Miami area and the things you can't afford to overlook when launching a startup. We'll have those stories after this.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to a state that's one of America's top 10 for business, where 2,000 burdensome and unnecessary regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years and is now home to the sixth best entrepreneurial climate? All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice for your business. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. Again, that's michiganbusiness.org to learn more. We'll start with this. Health officials say the number of Zika viruses recently climbed in Florida to 22. In addition, the Wall Street Journal says the woman who set off the Zika scare in the Miami area doesn't even have a clear connection to the neighborhood where the outbreak is believed to be concentrated. Plus, she hasn't traveled to a country where Zika is circulating, and she hasn't had sex with anyone likely to be infected. On top of all that, she's pregnant, the type of person at greatest risk because of what the virus can do to the heads and brains of infants. What about all these headlines and side stories and how they affect small businesses? Wall Street Journal reporter Melanie Evans has a look at the impact of the virus scare on businesses in that area. Melanie, what are you hearing?
So I did talk to one gallery owner who said foot traffic was down and he was concerned himself about getting an infection. And so he actually left town for a few days, closed his gallery, which also contains his studio. He left for Tampa. Others have said that they've seen kind of a slowdown even from kind of the doldrums of summer. So the heat in the summer months is kind of deters a lot of tourist traffic, but there are still some tourists. But folks that I talked to said it was maybe even slower than normal. And some reported that they had seen a sharp drop in business. One general manager at the Prohibition Restaurant and Speakeasy described it as pretty catastrophic.
Oh, goodness. All right. Yeah, boy, the one gallery owner, he just, as you said, kind of decamped for Tampa for a while. But I think since then, right, there's been at least 17 cases. Is he optimistic that those numbers will go down or slow down? I mean, what's he going to do?
So yes, the state of Florida has confirmed 17 cases, and the Florida Health Department said that they still believe that active transmission is only taking place in that sort of 1 square mile neighborhood of Wynwood. The gallery owner that I spoke to said he wanted to maybe take a little time away from the neighborhood while they were doing some aerial spraying of insecticides so that there was some time for those insecticides to kind of kill off some mosquitoes, and then he said he planned to return.
Okay. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Melanie Evans. Her piece is called Zika Weighs on Businesses in a Miami Neighborhood. Talking about the Wynwood neighborhood. So the scare here mostly is for pregnant women, right? So for others who say are leaving or are avoiding businesses, or maybe business owners who are skipping town or shutting their doors for a while, is that an overreaction or not necessarily?
The real threat from Zika is to pregnant women because Zika causes birth defects. And so the CDC has advised women to stay out of the Wynwood area. For other individuals, the infection can be can result in a fever and aching joints and red eyes, but most are asymptomatic. Zika is also transmitted by sexual contact, and so for individuals who've been in an area like Wynwood, where officials believe there may be active transmission by a mosquito, the CDC advises that they provided some information on, you know, using precaution, taking precaution, using condoms, and they've provided some additional information on their website, which is www.cdc.zika.gov.
It's got to be hard for some of these business owners, too, because this is not your normal, you know, drawdown in business, right? I mean, how do you plan for something like this? I don't know if one small business owners probably don't have a lot of, you know, contingency plans to begin with, but then to be faced with it, right?
Yeah.
So they're kind of making it up as they go?
Well, so I did talk to one bakery owner who opened his bakery 2 years ago in the Wynwood neighborhood because he kind of loved the independent businesses and the vibrant community and the art. Mm-hmm. The neighborhood is covered with murals. And, you know, he got a visit from the state's governor, who was in the neighborhood to sort of lend his support. But he said he is very worried that a slowdown in traffic could mean fewer hours for him, for his employees.
Sure.
You know, he's concerned about sort of he takes his responsibilities as a small business owner very seriously, and this is something that he is worried about.
Thanks, Melanie. Wall Street Journal reporter Melanie Evans. Coming up next, when launching your startup, the items you cannot afford to overlook. Whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, you need a laptop that can keep up. Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to new Dell PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. When launching your startup, here are some items you can't afford to overlook. They're from the Small Business blog at the Huffington Post. Number one, keep good records. Print and keep them in a folder or scan receipts digitally. Number two, register your business correctly. Visit the U.S. Small Business Administration website, which is sba.gov, for help and keep up to date, too, on business laws. Check item number three, get a good phone. A business phone system tends to drop calls less than cell phones. Business News Daily has a list of the best phone systems for 2016. Checklist item number four, invest in a quality computer, even if you have to shell out more money up front. For one that has faster processing speed, higher RAM, and other worthy features, it could save you time and money down the line. Checklist items number 5, 6, and 7. According to the Huffington Post, don't forget about these tech tools. Protect your computer with virus protection software such as Panda Small Business Antivirus Protection. Next, a word processing tool such as Microsoft Office is helpful. Finally, get a project management tool like Basecamp. There's a free version that's easy to use. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I want to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. Email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.